well anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. I feature both a fun mix of guests who I've invited, as well as some hopefully helpful and humorous solo shows centered on things I've learned in my own life. And today, I have back my very good friend, Katie Duckett. And you guys, this is the gift guide episode. We had so much fun pulling together things that we really like, and we hope that you will find interesting too, either for yourself. You know, you could send this episode or the gift guide to a loved one and be like, just buy stuff off this list for me. Or it's a great way to figure out gifts for the other people in your life, family members, friends. We've got a lot of fun ideas for everyone from little kids to teenagers to adults. We've got you covered. So hopefully you will find this episode both fun and interesting as Katie and I banter back and forth like we do. And another place that Katie and I are often bantering back and forth is in Patreon. Katie has officially joined me over there. We have a really fun behind-the-scenes group in Marco Polo where we just talk to each other. But all the Eliza-level members get this inside look at the things that we are talking about, the inside scoop. It is super fun. Plus, we have bi-weekly podcast episodes that we put out in Patreon called The Mini, where we challenge each other to do things. I do a daily live show, which is super fun, where we all come together and we talk about different things from skincare to how we're surviving the day to wellness issues, all kinds of different things. Sometimes I just tell goofy stories from my life and we have a hoot together. We help all the ladies in there get on top of their planning. So we do things like preparing for the holidays. We're going to have a really big feature on getting ready for the new year because everybody needs 2021. We need sort of that fresh start, although probably not a whole lot is really going to change. So we really got to look inside. We've got to go inside ourselves to be able to figure out how we want to set goals and look at things differently for 2021. And we are going to be helping our patrons every step of the way, thinking differently about that goal setting process for 2021. We're going to be talking about wellness together. We're going to have different challenges going on. So we really get to know our own health and wellness and take charge of that ourselves. We are going to continue to be investing in the community and bringing ladies together. It's such an amazing place on the internet, and we would love to have you come and join us. So if you haven't yet, we just really want to encourage you to head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. We can make 2021 better, and I know it seems like it's still a long way off, but it's going to be here before we know it. So if you want to get a jump start on preparing for 2021, let us help you organize your holidays and just really start making sure that you're taken care of both body, mind, and soul so that you can walk into 2021 with more confidence and a little less frustration, then we would love to have you come join us over there at patreon.com/livewelltogether. All right, without further ado, this is our gift guide episode on all the fun things that we are looking forward to gifting or receiving this Christmas season. Welcome back again, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's just so much more fun. Like, I could have done this episode by myself. We're mostly talking about like favorites and the gift guide we're putting out and all of that, but it's just more fun to chit chat about it. And I think it's more fun to listen to that way too.
Yeah. And who's going to laugh at your jokes?
Exactly. You're my laugh track. So it's helpful to have you along for the ride. It's like, you know, when I'm trying to think of who has, like Conan has that guy that like gives him commentary.
Yeah. That he can feed off of.
Yes. You're that guy for me. It's really helpful.
Yep. Yeah. And that's a comfortable role for me. I would rather be slightly behind the scenes, you know, helping it go smoothly than taking that lead. So it works.
Yeah, it totally does. And I just, it's more fun this way. And I think that comes through. I think listeners have more fun, especially for a conversation like this, where it's just like about stuff and fun things. And you had a fun thing that I've kind of been able to be privy to and sort of be involved in this week. You are like, I don't know what other word to use other than like you're auditioning to be a
I call it competing.
Competing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It feels like a competition to me. And we're going to talk about this. So let me back up and say that I have long, long wanted to learn laminated doughs and just things that are harder to teach yourself in your own home kitchen and that
Now
do require
explain
some.
to someone like what is a laminated dough in?
Okay, right. So a laminated dough is like what a croissant is made out of.
Yeah.
So it's layers of dough that you roll out and then you heavily butter. And then there's a folding technique. You roll it out again and you chill it. And you might do that 18 times before the dough is ready. So it's a multi-step, long-term process to yield something that has like that flaky but buttery texture like a croissant. So it takes up a lot of space. It takes a lot of time. It's just very hard to replicate at home. I think once you've been trained, you can do it at home, but I have just found it hard to start off at home. So I've just wanted some, I would love some French training. I would love to go to Paris for this, but that's not possible right now. So next best thing, there's sort of a neighborhood bakery. And I just asked if I could come in the middle of the night and, you know, baker's hours, those are sort of the only hours I felt like I had to play with, but she said, yes. So I'm assisting, I'm actually like working in some of those middle of the night hours and helping, but I'm also learning quite a bit and it's been fun. The first time I walked in, I felt like, this is where I wanted, like, I love being there. Something comes alive inside of me. Just the orderliness, the cleanliness, you are there to big batch bake. It's like so satisfying to me. There's something about it I love. Plus I've read so many like murder mysteries that take place in a bakery. It's just, it's got like this, of course I'm doing this in the winter when it's snowing. Like it all makes sense. Like you never know like what's around each corner and there's just an aura of charm and coziness and mystery to me that I just really love. I love being in there. I love using my hands to create beautiful things while the rest of the world sleeps. It's so satisfying. So I love it. I love it.
I know. So, and when I get up in the morning and you are Marco Poloing me, like I'm just getting up and you've been up for hours and you're so funny. You're like, I'm ready to go for the day.
Yeah.
For my walk. I've been, I'm just like, I'm like falling out of my bed.
Yeah. Oh, and it's funny because the days that I don't work, which I only work about 2 to 3 days a week, it's not that many, but the days that I don't and I sleep in till 6, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know how much I haven't gotten done? Moving slowly, but you know, I need that to recover from the early hours. So it's good. It's all good. But last week she told me that, suddenly they have a vacancy for a decorator, a cake, cupcake, cookie, just their decorator. And she said, why don't you just throw your hat in the ring? And this is so funny because she received a lot of other applicants, all professional. I am not.
Are you, so you know that, you know, they're professional decorators.
She said, yeah, she said, well, and what she was saying is there's just nothing really setting anybody apart. They all have the same kind of credentials, but until you actually see someone decorate and you work with them and you see that creativity, it's hard to be able to just look at a resume and, you know, differentiate when you all.
Yeah.
So she emphasized what she's looking for is more creativity and, personality and working with the group and that sort of stuff. So she seems to think that I should, you know, I should give this a go. I strongly tried to talk her out of it at first. Like I really don't have what I feel like I need. And she said, just give it a chance. And okay. So fast forward a few days and here I am frantically trying to come up with the designs, which you are so gracious to help me with because you have background working at a cookie design place. So I'm just trying to glean as much as I can. And so the competition Saturday, I have a 30-minute slot,
which is time slot.
I know, isn't it crazy?
And so
I have to produce 10 cookies that are decorated to a theme. And I'll walk in and I've got the cookies are made, they're either 4-inch rounds or they're 5-inch plaques. And then I have as much white buttercream as I could need. So I have to tint and put it in the bags and tips and then decorate 10 cookies in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Which just the prep work in and of itself is like such a chunk of time to color that much frosting. I can't wrap my brain around it because I worked as a cookie decorator for a year. And yeah, like if we were mass producing like one cookie, then yeah, I could be cranking out at least 10 cookies in 30 minutes. But to think about having all these individual cookies with different colored frostings, and that to me is like bonkers. But I do think now that we've kind of honed in your designs, because it's all based around Gilmore Girls. They said you could do Friends or Gilmore Girls. You chose Friends, or you chose Gilmore Girls. And so we've come up with like all these iconic things from the show. And I do feel like we have a plan. We have like your easy cookies, your harder cookies. But now I'm like so anxious, like get your hands on some decorating bags, like start doing it, start trying it. Like that's I'm over here like, get going.
And I'm over here kind of in my own blissful ignorance, like, sure, okay, 30 minutes, all right. And not really realizing like how stressful this could be probably until like it happens. So part of me swings between like extremely naive and then extremely overwhelmed and like, wait, what? I just make cookies at home for, you know, I don't, So this will be very interesting how it plays out, but right in the middle of life, like this crazy, what feels like a Hallmark style movie competition has landed in my lap, and
And I get to be the
you do.
sidekick.
Well, but it is fun. Like, how often do you get the chance to like compete against professional cookie artists and and just see what happens. So I don't expect I'll have a follow-up to this. We never have to speak of it again after Saturday if it goes the way I think it could. But there it is.
Well, it's been so fun to see like the ideas that you're coming up with and to kind of collaborate on those. And we've been sketching out pictures and like figuring out like tip sizes and colors, and it's been such a fun like creative break from all the work I normally do. So it's been a good time.
It has been fun. It really has. And it's consuming my mind. 2 nights ago, I dreamt in buttercream. I literally dreamt in buttercream. It was so funny. And Scott said, "You are so weird. That's why I love you." Like, that is weird. Who dreams in buttercream? But the entire dream was, yeah, I could go on. I won't. But yeah, this is really consuming my life right now. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's a happy distraction. So I'm glad that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. And if nothing else, I have my A game on for Christmas cookies.
Absolutely. Now you have like all of everything you need for them, and now it's making me anxious because, and we're gonna release a podcast episode next week that is actually like we call it the mini, but it's still pretty long, in Patreon, and we talk about how that's one of the things that I want to do this year for Christmas is decorate cookies, because I used to do it. I used to really enjoy it, but I don't like doing it with my kids. Not that I won't do it with my kids, but I want that time set aside where I can just really like focus and be artistic and not be like overseeing other young people at the same time who are just doing it for fun. Like I want to produce artwork, you know, like that's what I want to do. And so this has been making me really anxious again to be like, oh, I need to go and like get my stuff and get my designs figured out and what I want to make for Christmas this year and stuff. So that it's been fun to be thinking about that while I've been helping you with this for sure. Ladies, it's the most freezing cold time of the year. I know personally, I am never quite the right temperature. It seems like whether I'm in my studio and I'm freezing because it's in my garage, or the downstairs of my house is a different temperature from the upstairs of my house, or if I manage to get out to the store, they are never the temperature that makes me feel comfortable. And you know what? That's just straight up annoying and oftentimes frustrating. But now I have an answer for you, and I also think this would make a great gift for this Christmas. It is Ember Wave. Love. It is the first bracelet that helps you feel colder or warmer at the press of a button. You just wear this awesome little bracelet on the inside of your wrist. It's hooked up to an app on your phone where you can adjust everything so that it runs in the cycles that make you feel most comfortable. And it is a game changer because temperature is very personal. Everyone's idea of comfortable is very unique. And most likely you have some sort of situation, whether it's work, transit, or you're having hot flashes, where you just don't feel comfortable because of the temperature. In fact, most public places heat or cool spaces aiming for a temperature that is comfortable for only about 80% of the population, leaving many people thermally underserved. In fact, I have it happen just within my own house because we all have different ideas of what's comfortable. And not feeling thermally comfortable can contribute to lost productivity, increased stress levels, and can be mentally exhausting, and we really don't need any more of that in 2020. Ember Wave is there when you need relief the most. All you do is press to activate Ember Wave to create a cool or warm sensation on the inside of your wrist. This sensation works with your body and mind to make you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. It's based on the science of how your mind and body respond to temperature sensations. Ember Wave provides comfort in unpredictable climates, relief from stress, and support for sleep. I love this feature because I like to sleep cool. I just turn on that fall asleep mode as I'm trying to go to bed at night, and it really helps me to be able to drift off to sleep at a comfortable temperature. Ember Wave was invented by 3 MIT scientists. It won the pitch for AARP's Innovation in Aging Award live on Good Morning America, and it's also been reviewed by a number of leading publications like Wired, Fast Company, Vogue, Men's Health, and CNBC. And right now, Ember Wave is offering my listeners $50 off when you go to emberwave.com/livewell. That's emberwave.com/livewell for $50 off. Get it for yourself this winter season when you just want to be more comfortable, or for somebody you love, it's going to make a great Christmas present. emberwave.com/livewell. Yeah, and I think it's like we're getting so close to the holiday season. I feel like left and right, people are really diving into the Christmas decorating and the Christmas music so much earlier this year. I mean, we decorated early last year, and I was so glad that we did with the tragedy that happened in our family. And it just really felt like it was the right timing, and like God had kind of nudged me to do that. But then we have really wanted to do it again this year. Like, I feel like everybody needs this break. Everybody needs this joy and some like happiness and light brought into their life. We even said on the episode for next week that's coming out, like, I think the whole world collectively is craving Hallmark movies this Christmas. Yes. Like, we just, we want things that tie up with a happy bow and are lighthearted and don't take too much work and aren't divisive. And, you know, I've been doing reviews of like the Netflix versions of Hallmark movies on Instagram this past week or so. And that's been a lot of fun because they're so bad and they're so ridiculous, but they're really fun to make fun of. And so I've been having fun doing that. And so I think everybody is just kind of like trying to get into that spirit a little bit earlier this year.
I agree. We need it. And no words need to be said about that. We all know, we know why. Let's just sink into the cozy, the lighthearted, the traditions, the things that can define us beyond just 2020 and what it's brought with it. And it's also, it feels like it's brought so much grief. Like, there's so many places to just grieve things that you are, maybe you do every year, but you can't do this year, or, and it's, I think there's just a place to feel those feelings. And I think Hallmark movies give us that opportunity to like experience highs and lows and have a good cry and know it's going to end well.
Yes. Yes. I agree. I think we really need it. So I am here for it. And that's why I'm excited to be doing this gift guide episode. You know, last year I had a ton of help from Shell on the gift guide, and her daughter and another friend really did like a beautiful job of curating just really like special pieces. And some of those we've carried over from last year into this year, especially on like the baby guide and the toddler guide. I don't have babies. I don't have toddlers. Like, my head is not in that space anymore, but we have some really fun, cute ideas in there if that is the space that you're in. But I've had a lot more fun like curating the ladies guide and the teen girls guide. And the just, I even started a tween girls guide this year
and
some stocking stuffer ideas. So we're going to kind of like, I'm going to open all of those guides as we're going to talk about them. And I'm going to tell you like kind of like my top things that I have in each of those areas. And I've also started doing, hopefully I'm going to stick with it, but I've started doing a 5 Friday favorites on my blog. So I might end up carrying this over to YouTube or something. I don't know. But right now it's just like this quick feature that I'm doing on my blog, and it's 5 Friday favorites. And it's like the 5 things that I am loving that week. And some of those things are making their way into this guide as well, because they're making a big enough impact. So I'll mention some of those throughout. And then I think at the end here, I'm going to just talk about kind of the rest of the favorites that I have mentioned so far on those blog posts. So you guys can get an idea, and you can go look for them at mackenziekappa.com. And then also, if you sign up for my newsletter that is supposed to come out every Friday, it so far has not, but we're working on it. I'm trying real hard. And so I will always have a link in there to what those favorites are and stuff. So that's kind of the preface for this. I guess I'm just going to dive in.
All right, do it.
Pick a theme. Should we start with stockings, girls, guys, teens, tweens, ladies? What do you think?
Let's start with stockings.
Okay. I don't have a ton of things in here. And admittedly, these are mostly girl gifts. I by the time this comes out next, because we're recording a week before, so hopefully by the time this comes out next week, I've got my son. I was like asking him, like, give me some ideas, start thinking about some things. So hopefully we'll have some more guy kinds of things to be throwing in here. But one of my favorite things that I am actually putting in all of my kids' stockings is this gum that I found. I know that sounds so silly, but there's a couple things about this. Putting stuff in their stockings that's consumable and isn't going to just be a bunch of like little junk that ends up around my house, I'm a big fan of. And so they get excited because they get like these little gifts, but they're going to be like eaten. And so I don't have to worry about that. Do you ever have that experience? I feel like that's my life every year.
I don't think so.
You don't just like
my kids don't love gum.
Well, I mean like a bunch of junk in their stocking.
Oh yeah. I just put a little bit of candy down at the toe and then that's it.
Okay.
Maybe I put an orange in there or yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like I buy a bunch of like little junk just to fill it up.
Yeah.
And then I have little junk all over my house. So I'm trying to kind of think about that with the stockings this year. So this gum, my kids are big fans of gum. I don't know why. They are. But I don't love giving them gum because it's either sugar gum, and so it's full of sugar, or it's got aspartame, which I'm not a fan of either. But I started chewing this gum from Target called Project 7, and they only had one flavor. It was this Everest peppermint. Really liked it, and it doesn't have any of the junk in it. It's got like xylitol as a sweetener and like all these things, so you can feel okay about it. But then I thought, well, maybe they have other flavors, and I went online and looked, and they've got birthday cake and, you know, rainbow sherbet and like all these random fun flavors. And they come in these really fun little they come in little like zip top pouches that are kind of cute. And so I have started like every couple of weeks I've bought another big pack off of Amazon, so I get, you know, like 12 packs of them or whatever, and I'm just gonna throw a bunch of those in each of their stockings. So you've all got your own gum. I can write your names on the packages, and I don't have to keep hearing about, can we have your gum, mom? So they'll have their own gum, and it's like fun flavors, and I don't have to feel like, ugh, it was junky stuff.
So
And this brand also, I'm kind of excited about it because I've so loved their gum and been impressed with it. They've got candy too, and it's like hardly any sugar. They've got like gummy bears and lollipops and stuff like that. So I want to try that out too. I mean, like maybe this is just kind of a good alternative all the way around, because you would not know with the gum that it was like sugar-free or whatever. So I'm hoping maybe like, hey, this could be like something like a little treat to have on hand that is not so bad. So
I love that. You've made a new discovery.
I really have. I'm really excited about it. So that was on my five Friday favorites from last week was this gum. Ladies, you know what I've always thought is pretty fun to be able to do is make your own body care products and things for your home out of essential oils and all of the natural ingredients, but I don't always have the time to track everything down that I need or the finances because a lot of times it's just way too expensive. Or the know-how. A lot of times, I don't know what recipe to use or what's going to work well. And that's where I love Simply Earth. It's this super fun subscription essential oil recipe box that delivers to my door every single month. And it's got everything I need to make all these different recipes along with really good high quality oils. They give me the directions, they give me the extra ingredients, and they give me fun new scents that I can use in my home every single month. Everything from body care products like muscle rub and lip scrub and lotions to making your own candles, which is really fun this month. Even just their ideas for different essential oils to put in my diffuser to make my home smell more like the holidays are so nice and so much fun and things that I wouldn't have necessarily thought of before. So when you get the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, which by the way, I also think would make an amazing Christmas gift, you gain the confidence and clarity in using essential oils to help make your home toxin-free. Here's how it works. You get 4 pure essential oils and natural ingredients delivered to your doorstep. You use the easy-to-follow recipes to make 6 different products with oils and ingredients found in the box, and then you enjoy the peace of mind that comes with using natural products that you know the ingredients of because you made them yourself. All of Simply Earth's essential oils are 100% pure and come from the best farms all over the world, and their recipes are tried and tested by in-house certified aromatherapists. Their monthly recipe box has over 2,000 five-star reviews, and Simply Earth gives 13% of their profits to help end human trafficking. The essential oils alone in this box would cost over $100 from other companies. But with the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, you get those 4 pure oils, 6 recipes, and extra ingredients for only $39. And when you subscribe, you get a free big bonus box with even more natural goodies. Using essential oils to support your wellness doesn't have to be overwhelming, and it can be a lot of fun. So start making your home toxin-free with Simply Earth's Essential Oil Recipe Box today. Plus, get a free 80-milliliter diffuser when you subscribe using my link, simplyearth.com/livewell. So again, you can get a free 80-milliliter diffuser when you get to try out all the other things in the recipe box by subscribing at simplyearth.com/livewell. Ladies, I just want to take one more quick minute to tell you about a company that I'm really excited about. I've been paying cash money for their products out of my pocket for the last couple of months because they're that good, they're legit, and they're doing really amazing work. And that is Keon. This is one of my favorite supplement companies. Plus, they make my favorite coffee that I have recently got my parents hooked on. They have both decaf and regular, and it's completely clean. It doesn't have any of the mold. It's fair trade. It's the good stuff, and it's so smooth. It doesn't give you any of those jitters I'm really susceptible to with caffeine. It is so good. I love waking up and starting my day with Keon coffee. But I also love their supplements. I love their Keon Immune. I think it is one of the key things that has helped me to avoid getting sick when my kids have been bringing home little sniffles and sore throats this fall. And let's face it, in the middle of 2020, we all want to be staying at our most healthy. And they also have an amazing new supplement that just came out yesterday called Living Fuel Super Essentials Omegas. And these are those fatty acids that, especially as moms, I feel like we really need to help our brains to work right, because most of the time mine doesn't anymore. So I really want to encourage you to head over to getkeon.com/livewell, check out their products, see what they've got, maybe try their coffee or their Keon Immune or their Omegas, and see how they can make a really big difference in your life like they have been in mine. If you have any questions about them, be sure to let me know, but you can also just head to getkeon.com/livewell to find so much great information on staying well in a crazy year. Another thing I love, and this is also on the tweens list, but for girls who are like just starting to want to get into makeup. So this is on the tweens list also, but I even use these. It's the Burt's Bees Lip Shimmers. And they've got like a little punch of color, but they're just like $5. And like, even if I get a light enough color, my little girls like to have these. And so I think that's just like one of those fun things to have in there. The Expressi SE nail polish. I think this is a great one to go with because, again, it's something that's actually going to be used. It's not just junk. And I'm loving using the Expressi on my girls, especially like
my 5-year-old. She's not going to sit still long enough for that nail polish to dry. But if I do pressy, then she does. So
yeah,
I think that's good. I've got the Energel pens by Pentel. These are my favorite hands down pens. Love them. They work. They just write so nicely and they don't smear all over the page. I think that's kind of a fun one to have in there. I even know of men who love these pens. So,
oh yeah. Okay.
You know, if you don't get, I have the purple ones on the list, probably don't buy that for them, but it's a really solid pen. And then I have these spiral ponytail holders that I live and die by. I love these things. They don't leave a crease in your hair. They stay really nicely. I absolutely love them. I've been using them for 6 months or so now. I think they're awesome. I think that's like a good little stocking stuffer. So those are just like a couple of ideas.
Those are great ideas.
So those are fun. Okay. What do we do now? What's next?
Okay. Let's do tweens.
Okay. This is not a very extensive list, but I am working on creating like a YouTube series where I'm going to walk people. This can be moms as well, but I kind of think of like single dads when I'm going to be creating this YouTube series of like, you don't know what you're doing with a tween girl or where to even begin. So like, here are the products that they're going to be needing, because guess what? They're going to be needing some things.
Yeah.
So I have created, this is going to be a shocker, but a Trello board that has like all the different categories of like personal care. So I've got like a good deodorant and like hair and like, it's a whole thing that I'm going to be creating YouTube series out of. But this is kind of sort of based on that too. Like these are some of the things that a tween girl, she's kind of coming into herself. She's kind of wanting to experiment with makeup, but you're not wanting to have her wearing like a ton of stuff. This is where you could kind of start with that. So I've got that Burt's Bees lip shimmer. I've got Milk Makeup, their lip and cheek little stick. This is my favorite lipstick, actually. It's like a really nice nude, but you can use it on your cheeks or even your eyes. And I think that's a good like break in to makeup where it's like, they're not going to be doing a full face, but they can, you know, rub this on their cheeks and use their fingers to kind of rub it in and they're kind of good to go. I put a powder on there and a set of makeup brushes. And so if they're like wanting to start like powdering their face or start developing a makeup brush collection, that's like a good place to start as they're heading towards teenagehood. And then I put the Expressi nail polish on there again in a really fun like pink color with like a gold undertone.
Oh, is it checked in? Because I love that one. It is pinky and gold, the Expressi.
It's magenta 250. Oh. Mike, drop it low.
Ooh. Mike, drop it low.
I don't know about the name for your tweens, but just
That's funny.
Disregard Mike that and just go with the color. It's just, let's focus on the magenta part. it's one of those things where the name comes out of your mouth before you're just, for you process.
Okay. Oh, I've had those moments before.
Oh, a little bit right here on this show and around nail polish.
Oh, what gosh. Is
nail polish?
I don't know, but I've always thought, wouldn't that be like an ideal job naming lipsticks or nail polishes? Like they have so much fun with it. Like what a dream job.
So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
On this list, I also have LED strip lights, which I think are really fun. You can program with a remote control and they can do all kinds of different stuff. And they actually just stick to the wall. So you could put them on a bed. You could put them around the top of the room. You could put them on the baseboards. You can set them to work with music. And I think that's...
What? Kind of,
yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
They're super fun. So my girls have some. We have some neighbors who have some. So all the kids can see each other's like LED lights in their rooms. And so that's, just kind of like a fun thing. And then it's kind of going along that tech line. Also, And this is actually, I'm just going to say, this is a gift. I think that if you're going to get, then you got to get one for everybody in the family and have everybody open their boxes at the exact same time. And I'm sure this is going to shock everyone, but they're—
Wait, let me guess. Oh, Echo Dots.
Yes. Echo Dots. Yes. You're right. How could you ever guess? I don't talk about this at all. They still have the third generation ones available, but they're going to be in stock like December 23rd. So that's a little rough, but you could, you know, tell them it's coming. But they do have the fourth generation ones. And I have one of those in my kitchen. They're just going to offer a little bit better sound quality. But, you know, I know a lot of people have their doubts about them. But once you get like your house, my house gets smarter every day. I love it. Like I was tempted on the ladies list to be like, should I put a thermostat on the ladies gift list? Like it's these little things that have made my life like so much sweeter. So, I think it's really fun because they can use it to play music. You can upgrade it when you buy the Echo Dot to either include like a smart plug so they can plug a lamp into it or whatever, or you can get like 6 months of Amazon Music to come along with it for a really cheap price. So they've got all these little add-ons that you can do, but I think definitely get some like colored light bulbs that work with your Echo Dot. I'm really trying hard not to say her name so I don't like set off so everybody. Yeah.
So can I ask you a question about
it?
Yes. So can every room play on the same Amazon Music account different music?
I think so with Amazon Music. With Spotify, it depends on what kind of account you have. Like I just have the one person account, so you can't. If you start playing music in another room, it's going to cut it off from the other person who's listening it to it somewhere else. Okay. But I think with Amazon Music, you can. So I need to look into that more. And we actually may end up even switching over to Amazon Music because we are utilizing it so much.
Okay.
So yeah, I would say that. But it's been super fun. You can really easily link your Spotify account to it or your Apple Music account. I've got my podcast linked in there. Obviously, it works with Audible. We've now switched over our kitchen lights, work on her, our Christmas lights. I'm going to do a whole YouTube video on how we're utilizing her for Christmas. We've got a thermostat now, a Ring doorbell. So we've really kind of, the kids have at least one light in their room that is connected to her, and my bedside lamp is connected to her. And man, it's been awesome. I love it. The only thing is like when they start pranking each other, I'm sometimes sort of okay with that. And sometimes I prank them, but when they start doing it to me, I'm less of a fan when they, you know, it's funny to me when I play Baby Shark in their bedrooms. It's not as funny when they do it in mine. So, but, and then if you're on the, like, if you're on speakerphone or FaceTime with someone, they can obviously also control it, which can be sort of annoying.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially if it's late at night and they're like, Echo Dot, turn on your light to 100%. And you're like, dang it. But it's been really fun. So really fun and really useful. In fact, Katie and I were talking the other day and she reminded me I had to go pick up my kid from school. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness she did that. So it's those things you program and you're like, I'm not going to actually need that. You do. You do. So
yeah.
Okay. Where do we head next?
Just go up. So teen.
Okay. I'll do teen girls. The guys, I kind of lumped like teen guys and guys together. I think guys are just kind of hard to buy for, period. Obviously I've got the Echo Dot on there. I've got the Expressi nail polish because I'm just such a huge fan. And then this is something that is carrying over to both the guys and the teens and the ladies is a good set of Bluetooth like AirPods. They can be I put a knockoff version because it's cheaper on the teens list. And my son has a knockoff version, but then I put like the good ones on the ladies list. Like, let's get the real deal for us. But I think they're super handy to have. They act as a pretty good microphone, which can be helpful, especially if your kids are into like recording videos or whatever. Roman uses them all the time, and they've been, just handy for him to have. And then I put those Energel pens on there, a whole set of them, because I'm a big fan. But I also put like a big, like slouchy Sherpa fuzzy pullover. Because I think that especially in 2020, we're doing a lot of virtual school. Girls, they like, you know, that VSCO girl kind of a look. And this is just kind of a fun way of doing it and being cozy this winter. So I put that on there. And then I know this is going to sound crazy and some moms are going to be like, what are you for real? I am. I put a ring light on because we're having so much virtual schooling and this is how they're seeing each other, and good lighting never hurt anybody. So I think that having a ring light while you're having to do,
I don't know what that is. Stuff,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I have no clue.
It's a light that is shaped like a ring that shines light on your face while you're recording so that you have good lighting and you don't have like shadows and weird stuff going on.
Oh.
Just makes you look good.
Does it sit on a tabletop or what?
Yes.
What?
Okay. This one has a tripod. And so you can, it will work on a tabletop or standing up from the floor up. So it's got all kinds of different options. But it's just a handy thing to have around.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to look their best?
Right? Yes. And I'm also going to include one that you can just clip to your phone, which is also really handy. It's not quite as powerful, but if you just need that, like a little bit of extra light on your phone, I have used it from time to time and I have enjoyed it. It's nice to look better.
Yeah.
So especially in the winter, because we've got, it's bad. It's hard to get good lighting in the winter. So
yeah.
So a ring light is a handy thing for the ladies to have. Okay, I'm going to go to the guys' gifts now. Okay, so a lot of these things, I'm going to say these things because my kids don't listen to the podcast, so I don't have to worry about it. Some of it is stuff I'm getting for them or they have specifically requested. So my oldest son wants this very specific Xbox controller that's on there. I don't know why it's special and wonderful, but it is. So there you go. If your kids play Fortnite or anything, it can usually coordinate with whatever kind of devices they're using. So I included this is called the PsyG flexible long arm phone mount. And I just recently got one of these, but I know guys who have them as well. It's a really easy phone mount to be able to attach to, you know, a desk or a bedside table or wherever you want to have your phone propped up, in the kitchen, whatever. And it just makes it easier, especially if you're talking on Marco Polo, to do things hands-free. And this thing is legit. Like, you have to use both arms to get the arm to move. Like, it's not going to be bouncing around and doing all kinds of weird stuff. I've really liked mine so far. And it's not got like a crazy clamp system or anything. It's just like really easy to be able to move around the house. And I'm going to be using it as I'm doing like more live video and stuff coming up in my kitchen. And when I'm doing my YouTube videos, I think it's going to come in really handy to be able to kind of film wherever. So that's just kind of fun, but you don't have to be somebody who's doing live video and filming and stuff. Even if you're just talking on Marco Polo or FaceTime while you're cooking dinner, I think it's a really just like handy gadget to have around. So yeah, you could even clamp it in your car. Like, there's a lot of different options. And then on that same, in that same vein of the phone stuff, I recently found these cases. My mom actually found them. They're called Casely 2.0. And they come in all sorts of cool designs. So this is, both of these things are on the ladies and the guys lists. They've got like a cute leopard one for the ladies. I just put a black one on the guys list, but it's a charging case and you just plug in your phone like you normally would, and it charges your phone and then it charges the case and it gives you extra battery life, but they're also like cute and fun to look at. So
it's your everyday case, or it's just the case you use when you charge? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you just have it on there and then it extends your battery life. So you're not having to plug your phone in as often.
Oh, that's smart.
Yes. So I'm really excited because I got like a fun color for mine. And then of course I'm going to put on my list, I use a pop socket and a pop socket mount in both my car and like on the mirror in my bathroom. Whenever anybody sees me doing the live video in my bathroom, it's because I've got my pop socket mount right on my mirror. And then if I'm doing, you know, my makeup or whatever, you know, Katie's seen me use it 1,000 times when I message her when I'm getting ready in the morning. So it's kind of like makes it all work together well.
I didn't know how you were doing that, but now I do.
Now you do. Yes.
Now I do.
Yep. Just got to have all the gadgets to make it all work well. And I also really like that Side G mount for your phone because it's the way it clamps onto your phone, the pop socket doesn't get in the way, which sometimes with the other ways to hook it to something, it does. So that's handy to have around.
Yeah.
And then I also included a JBL Bluetooth speaker that both my boys have and they really like and they use all the time. Of course, if you're getting the Echo Dots, you may not need this, but it's portable. They can take it out with their friends. They could do whatever. My sons have really liked having those JBL speakers. So that's on there.
Okay.
Okay, ladies, let me tell you about a little dilemma that I have been having in general for years, but also specifically in 2020, where my kids are being virtually schooled and they're here all the time and I have to feed them nonstop. And especially for my little ones, they can be a little picky. They can only want things that are super convenient, but not very healthy for them. And that is a big struggle for me. I want them to be eating good, high quality food, but I also don't have a ton of time to be preparing things for them, especially when it's like, I feel like I'm a short order cook, and I don't have a ton of money to be spending on individual meals. It's a dilemma. But Little Spoon saw this problem that real parents were having, and they have come to the rescue. Little Spoon has a simple mission to make it easier for parents to keep their kids healthy without sacrifice or breaking the bank. Little Spoon started when the founders realized that most grocery store baby food brands were older than the baby, thanks to heavy processing and preservatives that keeps baby food on the shelf for, like, ever, and they believed that fresh, nutritious meals shouldn't be so hard to come by or so expensive. So Little Spoon started making fresh baby food, and now they also make kids' meals, and they are just like homemade. But without the hours spent in the kitchen, the huge mess, and the expensive grocery store bill, thank you very much. These days, parents are busier than ever. I can attest to that, and Little Spoon gets it. They ship directly to your door with everything ready in just minutes. You can pop all of their meals in the fridge or the freezer, whatever is easiest for you. So Little Spoon has two different options. They have their baby blends and they have their kids plates that are for toddlers and bigger kids. Their baby blends are fresh, cold pressed, non-GMO project certified, organic ingredients. They feature a rotating menu of seasonal recipes designed alongside pediatricians and nutritionists. And then for the older kids, which I am personally loving right now, there are over 15 different plates to choose from at any given time, and every recipe is packed with hidden organic veggies and superfoods to ensure your kids get balanced meals no matter what. Like, they have kids classics like mac and cheese, but with hidden butternut squash and carrots, as well as more adventurous meals like cheese pupusas or chicken pot stickers, stuff you're probably not going to take the time to make at home, but your kids are going to love. And I love their packaging. They come in this great little insulated pouch, and then every plate is sealed with a custom vacuum seal to make sure that the food stays fresh without the use of harmful preservatives. And the best part, every single plate is under $5. Little Spoon has seriously nailed it. Shipped to my door, under $5, no commitments, tons of options, my kids love it, and they're getting high quality organic food. I am so excited about this. You guys have got to give it a try. So go to littlespoon.com/try/livewell to get started, and be sure to use my code LIVEWELL to get $15 off your first delivery. Or you can just go to their homepage and use the code LIVEWELL to get the same deal. So again, that's littlespoon.com/try/livewell to get $15 off your first delivery. You're gonna love it. Okay, you guys, now this is something I put on the men's list, and it's also on the women's list. I think some people may give me a hard time about it being on the men's list, but just hear me out, okay? This is also in my five Friday favorites for this week. It is the, and I recommend the audiobook version. There's no point, I mean, not that there's no point in buying it if you're not getting the audiobook, but really you want their voices of Clanlands, okay? Whiskey, warfare, and Scottish adventure like no other with Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish from Outlander. They are my two favorite voices in the entire world. And I get to listen to them for 10 and a half hours.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so excited about it. So I started listening to this book. It's based on the show that they're going to have coming out called Men in Kilts. So there's also a really nice picture on the front of this book. And they went on a week-long adventure through the Scottish Highlands. And they go to all these places and they talk about all this Scottish history, but they also talk about like the behind the scenes of what happened. And they talk about some of the behind the scenes stuff with Outlander and all the relationships between each other on the cast. And so it's just a super fun listen. And I even, now there is some language, so beware. There is some innuendo, so beware. I had it on and Roman heard a little bit of it the other day though. And he was like, dang, their voices. I was like, I know, right? Like their accents are amazing. And it's just so much fun to listen to, especially if you've been a fan of Outlander. But I think even if you haven't, their voices are just so much fun to listen to. That doesn't even matter. But like the foreword is by Diana Gabaldon, who wrote Outlander. And it's just a really fun listen. So I highly recommend it.
Okay.
The ladies list, which is my
favorite. All right. The big one. Yeah.
And I do want to say, like, I have curated so many other lists this year. It's the first year I've really kind of gone into it and really done that. And I'd had a lot of help from like Shell in the past doing like our flower therapy boards and whatnot. But this is the first time I really got into it this year. And I've been having a ton of fun. So we've got these gift lists for sure that you can go check out. But I've got so many other lists over there. I've got like a Hygge Essentials list and a boho chic vibe if you're wanting to get like home decor stuff. I've got work from home essentials and skincare and hair and wellness and makeup and favorite reads and all of that kind of thing. So you may find stuff on some of those other lists as well. These are just kind of the ones that we curated for Christmas. So
okay.
I recommend a good French press because, as you all know, I've started like being a real adult this year and grinding my own Keon coffee that I love. And now they have decaf too. And so having a good French press to be able to do that in the morning, I think is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is a gua sha stone on here.
Oh, good. I was hoping gua sha was going to come.
Right? Like, it can't be the ladies' list without a gua sha stone. This would be a great list.
Hashtag gua sha.
Hashtag gua sha. Yes. This would be a great list to to send the link to the man in your life. Be like, here are the things I want. Yes, you could buy for your friends, of course, but this is, I think, a great one to like just send the men here. I have a really fun little pendant necklace that is totally cheap, but it's just a fun little piece to add to whatever outfit you're wearing. It's like no sort of real metal, but it's a fun little necklace. It kind of looks like one I've been wearing lately, so I like it. I love the journals by Fringe Studio, and a lot of times I get them from TJ Maxx, but I found this one that I'm almost done with the one I've been using as my bullet journal, but I found this one on Amazon that says, "You had the power all along, my dear, Glinda the Witch." And I have such a thing for Wizard of Oz. And it's just like in a really fun scripty font on this little pink journal. And so that's probably like the next bullet journal that I will get. I just think that's a fun,
oh, I love it,
fun thing to have on there. I also put my top books of the year. And these are almost all of them I had on the podcast. And these are all nonfiction books. But I think they're so solid. And I really, really enjoyed each and every one. And I also have listened to them all on Audible. So I would recommend the audiobooks as well. But The Lazy Genius Way by Kendra Adachi, so good, so practical. I think this is a good one to also have a hard copy of if you want to like make notes. I would actually want to have hard copies of all of them because I've like underlined so many things, but it's fun to hear it in the author's voice as well. Stand All the Way Up by Sophie Hudson. Such an applicable book to this year. Like, I can't believe some of the things that she hit on in this book because it came out right when like all the rioting and stuff was happening earlier this summer. And she specifically addressed some of the things that we were facing at that time, but she'd written it a year before. Like, it was uncanny.
Crazy.
How applicable it was. On the Bright Side by Melanie Schenkel. We need this. We need to be thinking on the bright side in 2020. Yeah. And it's funny, but deep and sweet. And it's such a good read. I will probably listen to it again before the end of the year. And then Adore by Sarah Haggerty. I'm still making my way through the like study portion of this book. But if you just like you're feeling overwhelmed or kind of where to start with your Bible study or whatever, I think this is just such a good place to sit, especially this year, and take these kind of like moments of contemplation. And I just think she does a really good job in that book. And then if you wanted to pair it with a Bible, there's a new one that just came out from Thomas Nelson, and it's called the Love God Greatly Bible. And Angela Parrott was really involved in this and like getting Bibles out in lots of languages around the world. And they sent me one. It's a pretty big hardcover Bible, but I really like it. And they kind of talk about throughout the Bible how people are getting access to it in other countries and stories from kind of all over the world. And I think it's a really well done Bible.
So kind of like a missional heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. So I like that. And it just came out. And then of course the thing that I always recommend, because I use mine all the time and I know people are torn over paper or digital, but I love my Kindle Paperwhite. It is just the best thing. I just love mine. I've got so many books on there. I'm never at a lack for something to read. I can usually buy the books cheaper than I would be able to buy them, you know, some other way. I am subscribed to the Modern Mrs. Darcy daily Kindle deals email. I did a really good job of saying that. But you can go on her website and register for that. And then you'll see every day, like decent books that have come out on Kindle. And I just love having my own little library of things that I can always read. So it's really easy to tuck in a bag when I'm taking people to, you know, ballet or wherever. So I love a Kindle Paperwhite. I don't think you can go wrong with that as a gift.
Yeah. Mine's waterproof. And I love that.
I need a waterproof one.
That makes me really happy. And I also have Kindle Unlimited, which is so fantastic because I spend way more than $9.99 per month on books. And that at least helps me hone it because you can check out as many as 10 per month. So, and they're pretty good. I mean, once in a while, there's one I really want that isn't on there, but usually I can find what I'm looking for. So it's really good.
Yeah. I think that, you know, as much as I hate like the monopoly that Amazon is creating, they create legit stuff that's helpful and nice and, you know, so yeah, I need a Kindle or the what you said.
Wow. Waterproof. Otherwise, how do you take it in your bath? That's just my question. How?
You put it in a Ziploc bag. I'm going to tell you, that's what I do every night is I put my Kindle in a gallon size Ziploc.
That's a good life hack right there.
I could put it in a quart size, but I don't have any. So it gets folded in to the gallon size every night. I've got like all these stray gallon size bags around like my bathroom and my bedroom. I was like, I need to
pack. And you can turn the page through the Ziploc?
Yep. You totally can.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's a hack. It's not ideal, but you know, until I can get what you've got. Your bougie Kindle. Yeah.
Well, and it has a, does yours have a cover?
No.
Okay. Mine has a cover. So it folds and it opens like a book, and that's also waterproof. And I've put stickers on it, like the kind you'd put on your water bottle. It's like my own little happy place. It makes me so excited to put like personal stickers to me. I have an Anne of Green Gables one. It's fun.
I love that. Well, I have stickers on the back of my Kindle, and I had never planned on doing that, but Emerson had these foam glasses, like a foam sticker of glasses, and she one day like stuck it on the back of there, and I was like, that's actually perfect and I love it. So I'm gonna keep it. So I've had these like cute foam glasses on the back of mine for all the time. Okay, I have no idea how much time this has been, but I am going to talk about these couple of things that are my favorites. So along with the Clan Lands audiobook that is on my favorites from this past week, and the Saiji phone stand, because I just recently got that. Something we both have gotten recently that I'm loving is the Thrive Eye Brightener sticks.
Yeah. Muna. So,
yes. Muna? Well, I have four different colors now. But they've really expanded the line. They started, I think, with just Stella. And it's nice that they've expanded it so that you can coordinate them together now. Like you can put in your darker shade on top and they really stay.
Yeah.
Like I found like no smudging, no creasing. You've got your look all day long, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really easy to work with.
So easy. You don't have to know anything about eye makeup to color it on your lid. Like you don't have to do more than that.
Yeah. It's a super, super simple step. The more I use of the Thrive products, the more I like them. I just think they're a really solid brand that's coming out with really good products that are easy to use for anybody, and they work. Like they're nice and they're pretty clean too, which is nice. Okay, the other two things that I am going to mention that have been favorites this week is we found, my kids have been listening to The Little Rabbit Who Wants to Fall Asleep on Audible. And they like the gal who reads it, not the guy. But that has been helpful, especially with the time change and just like, I don't know, everything where they're kind of like out of sorts. It helps them to just be able to settle down at night and to be able to use it on the Echo is super simple. We just have it start from the beginning every night. I set a sleep timer so that it turns off. It's easy for them to be able to turn on themselves. But then we found a new one. I don't know how new it is or if it's just new to us, but The Little Elephant Who Wants to Fall Asleep. And it's these stories, and they cannot keep their eyes open through them. I've even used them a couple of times, and it's worked.
That's beautiful. So
it is. Really is. When you're just done, you're like, here you go. It's like magic subliminal messages.
Put me to sleep.
Yes. And then, okay, the final thing that I'm going to say is my favorite this week. It just came out is Leslie Odom Jr.'s Winter album. Now, Katie, do you have any idea who Leslie Odom Jr. is?
No.
Okay.
I almost feel like I do, but I it's too convoluted for me to get there. So you
what
just
do
tell
you
us.
Think what do you think he might have participated in that I'm a big fan of?
Broadway plays?
One in particular.
Hamilton.
Yes, she did it. He played Aaron Burr in the original Broadway cast of Hamilton.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I loved this summer. We found his album called Mister that came out last year, and we listened to it all summer long. We all loved it. It's so good. And he just came out with this Christmas album. The song called Winter Song is like, it sweeps me away. I love the beat. It's just, it's so good. It's so good. The whole album, it's really diverse. It's got everything from like an African choir on Little Drummer Boy to, you know, like a George Michael song that he does a remake.
Okay.
You know, so it's it's all kinds of different stuff, but it's a super fun album. My kids have enjoyed listening to it too. It's got a lot of like mellow stuff on it. It's just, if you're looking for a new fun Christmas album, this is the one. I love it.
Love it. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Okay, I hope we walked everyone through and they're not just like, oh my gosh, this was painful. But hopefully they feel inspired with some ideas. You can go over to my, you can look for the note. Wow, let's start over. Okay, you can find these recommendations if you go to the show notes for this episode. So you can just swipe up in whatever app that you're using to listen to the podcast, and the link should be there to Amazon. You can find them through the link in my bio on Instagram. You can go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast or sponsors and affiliates. Any of those places is going to take you to these lists so that you can find everything that you're looking for, everything that we've talked about today. And if you're just really desperate and you can't find anything, message me on Instagram and I will get you hooked up. So that's how you can find everything. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear what you guys are going to be listening to or getting, buying, whatever this Christmas season. We would love to hear your recommendations too. So be sure to share them with us. And until next time, join us on Patreon and go be bold and gracious.